Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Hi, my name's Justin Ford. I'm the co-founder and CEO at Javelin Sports.
Javelin Sports.
Yes.
So what exactly is Javelin Sports?
So Javelin Sports is a mobile app. We created it to help people find sport leagues and pick up games in their area. Yeah, we started working on the idea because my co-founder and I found that as we got older, it was harder and harder to stay active and play sports. So we wanted to do something for people who, you know, found themselves in a similar situation to us.
Okay. So how exactly does that work?
So it's pretty straightforward, kind of from the user perspective. So it's like a pickup sports app. You can download it. It's almost works like a social media platform where you can find people in your area, message them, see if anyone wants to play a game with you. If you want to play something more structured or more regulated, you can also look through all the list of leagues that we partner with. So okay. There's a bunch of different sport leagues in the area that we set up our platform with too. And then beyond that, like when you actually get into a league, we do scheduling, messaging, you can RSVP to your events, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you get to pick from a number of sports?
Yes. So we're sport agnostic. Right now we're primarily located in Toronto.
Okay.
We're hoping within the next 3 months or so, though, we'll move into the States.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're sport agnostic is when I create a pickup game, let's
sure.
say. Is it type in the sport or do you already have a list? And
yes, so
like if I'm talking something crazy like Ultimate Frisbee that broke the leg of one of the founders this week.
It's funny that you asked that. So from the league side, we will do any league that, you know, comes and speaks with us. We actually have a kite flying league in San Francisco that's using our platform. So that's like, think of it, it's almost like ballet with kites,
mm-hmm.
right? Within our pickup side, we do it based on demand. So we try to kind of slowly expand the pickup side based on, you know, what sports are demanded. So
okay.
Ultimate Frisbee is actually one of the ones that is on there.
I assumed it would be.
Yeah. I mean, it's an up-and-coming sport. I've played it before.
It is. We actually have a Learn to Play Ultimate Frisbee event happening this Sunday. So on the event, you know, one person that comes is going to take home a new pair of shoes, and our goal is just to, you know, get, you know, it's a fun sport, so we want to introduce some people to it.
Okay.
So, hypothetically speaking,
yes.
if I used to play tennis in high school and I just graduated college and I'm moving to a new location, obviously, all hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, anytime we say hypothetical, we don't at all mean this is a real life scenario.
Yeah, just one of your friends.
Yeah. Yes. You're just saying that this person can go on your application, say tennis, and I could find something
in
the area.
So it works. It depends really what you want. If you want something structured, you can go into our league side,
mm-hmm.
and you can just filter for all the sport leagues in your area.
Okay.
You can do it based on distance. You can do it based on sport, based on how competitive it is, all that stuff. And then you can, you know, actually reach out to the league, talk to them, see what seasons they run. And then from the pickup side, it's much, much more casual. So
okay.
it's like conversation based. You can say like, hey, anyone in the area want to play, you know, tennis with me? People can then send you a direct message, for example, and you can set something up.
I like it. I was already like, I want to play tennis when I go to Orlando.
Yes.
But I don't know who to play tennis with because I don't know anyone in Orlando.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good idea.
Thank you.
Hypothetically. That's... Like you said, it's hard to find people to play with.
Yes. So,
like outside of college, like once you graduate, it starts to get harder and harder to find people with similar sports interests.
Yeah, we did a survey to start off this, I guess, project, and we found that about 76% of respondents say they want to play more sports.
Okay.
Right. And the most cited reasons for why they weren't is they don't have people to play with, they don't have the time to play with, and they wouldn't know where to play.
Okay.
So we wanted to make a platform that, you know, fixed those three problems, right? So here, if you're a game creator, right, you know where to play, but you need people, you can make a post, make a blast, say, hey, this is where I want to play. right? Or if you're a game searcher, you know, you can say, hey, is anyone playing tonight, for example? I'm looking for something to do. Now, the one thing you may think when you hear like a pickup sports app is, you know, that we need obviously players for it to be effective. So that's where the league side comes in. So we built a fully functional league management platform. It allows us to go to a sports league, set them up with the platform, and then they'll get all their players on board. That's how we're growing our player base.
Okay.
And then in return, we do events like our Ultimate Frisbee event that we have coming up. It brings players onto our platform, so we can actually then funnel those players, if they're ever searching for a league, into our leagues. So we're helping our leagues grow.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it can be used almost as a recruitment tool for the leagues, and it gets the word out.
Yeah, it's just a win.
Yeah, it gets the word out among the league people that the app exists, and then they're obviously going to tell people that it exists. Because at some point, everybody probably says, I'd really like to. And so those league players can say, I got a thing. Mm-hmm. You got to check this thing out.
Yeah. So we want it to be just a platform where anyone that has any kind of sports interest can go on to. I mean, there's so much variety in sports, right? There's super competitive stuff, and then there's the casual, you know, once a week thing. And then, like, right now, I mean, there's a lot of Facebook groups, right, that you can go look on for, you know, soccer, right? So we wanted to consolidate, you know, make one platform where everyone could get on and find something to do.
But a Facebook group isn't terribly effective.
Yeah.
No.
Because it's like, you got to read all these posts. Uh-huh.
And you get the notification, and you're like, eh.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, well, that was 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're making is something that can actually be designed for sport players,
right,
you know, with the player in mind, with the league in mind, to make sure that these groups actually have something that fits their needs.
Generalized tools for specific needs are infrequently successful. So a specific tool for a specific need, way better.
Yeah, and when you see, like, I mean, there's a pickup soccer group, right, on Facebook in London, Ontario, that I'm a part of. I went to Western University, which is in London, Ontario.
Okay.
Really small city, but it has over 1,400 members in it.
Wow. Right?
I know of a pickup soccer meetup group that has 15,000 players. So despite the fact that these tools weren't designed to help out these players, I mean, they're still being used very frequently.
Yeah,
definitely.
People are certainly trying. They're putting the tools that they have to their best use.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as an alpha, and where are you exactly in this stage?
So we have about 1,700 players right now. Through some partnerships we're doing, we're hoping to hit about 10,000 players in the next month.
Ooh.
This kind of whole thing we're doing is to prove ourselves in Toronto. Once we do that, we really want to take this wherever we can. I mean, we've done some work at a bunch of different cities around the world. So, for example, we have a university in Israel that was using us to help organize one of their sport groups. We have a basketball league in Hong Kong that's using us to help organize one of their groups. So, I mean, it's like, sports are loved by people universally, right? So we want to just go wherever we can help.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So what has been your goal here this week?
So my goal here this week was to kind of spread the word from the player side. Up to now, it's been a very gradual process of iterating our product, building relationships with leagues and with sport platforms, so that when we got to a point where we were, you know, very comfortable with how it worked, we could then start ramping ourselves up a lot. So we're getting to that point, like I said, with a lot of the players we'll be onboarding soon. So I wanted to talk with a lot of sport players here, or a lot of people in tech, to see if they wanted ways to get active. And it's been really nice to sort of speak with the community and meet people here.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, if people are interested in finding out more about what you're doing and possibly to download the app,
yes,
how can they do that?
So the app is called Javelin, J-A-V-E-L-I-N. We're on Android and iOS. You can feel free to download us. You can also check us out on our website at javelinsportsinc.com. There's kind of a big rundown if you're a player, or if you're a sport league, or even if you're an office. So we have set up sport groups for offices as well. You can feel free to read about us there.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us
today. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. It
Absolutely.
Was really fun.
And hopefully you'll have a good rest of the day.
Yep.
Thanks as well.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.